Worst Device, a Ton Garibosh no Ato Rie Potfic, written by Mizora and read by Lani. Summary: Khifru returns after having taken the fifth test. Olurugio knocked, then knocked again, then wondered if maybe Khifru had already left, gone to someplace more to his liking than the Great Hall.
Khifru, you better not be wasting my time with some stupid prank.
Perhaps prank was too harsh a word. There were certainly those in the hall Khifru had valid reasons to wish to avoid. Olurugio supposed he could not blame Khifru for being wary. But then, if Khifru hadn't wanted to run into a certain someone, all he'd needed to do was not come here in the first place.
Not that Khifru's in the habit of doing things the easy way. Olurugio sighed and knocked again.
On the one hand, breaking out the door might be a bit much. On the other hand, he developed a new spell for unlocking doors, perfect for people prone to forgetting their keys, and this might be an ideal opportunity for a field test.
Khifru, I'm serious. If you're in there, say something.
The door unlocked with a soft sneak, and Olurugio thought, typical, before he stepped inside and saw, and then he thought, oh, and then, that idiot! Out loud, he said,
you took the fifth test.
Because unlike some people, he was capable of using his words. Granted, Khifru looked somewhat the worse for wear. The lighting in the room was dim, making it hard to see any details. But Khifru was lying in bed, not getting up for a more personal greeting. While Khifru certainly had his moods from time to time, Olurugio could generally count on being treated as what he was, a friend. Khifru said,
yes, sounding like he was spending the last of his strength on doing so.
Olurugio was not impressed. He was angry. He was annoyed. He was worried.
Successfully.
Yes, said Khifru, sounding a tiny bit snappy. His tone suggested he felt insulted Olurugio had asked. Which was why Olurugio had done so, naturally. A snappish Khifru was far easier to deal with than a hurt, heartbroken one. Olurugio knew that better than anyone, with perhaps one exception, or perhaps not.
Bad at seriously pissed off is, he said, adding,
don't say yes again, it's getting old. Khifru chuckled weakly. Olurugio's eyes were getting used to the half-dark, for all the good they did him. Khifru was laying on his side, facing the wall. Olurugio made out a travel cloak, a witch's belt, and a handful of contraptions, several of them broken or damaged, all of them on the floor. Part of Olurugio wanted to climb right in, put his arms around Khifru, and tell him to get some sleep, since he obviously needed it, and was unlikely to get it in the Great Hall, without someone there to keep watch, someone he trusted. It would be like old times. It wouldn't have to mean anything, besides the fact that they were friends, had been friends for a very long time. Part of him wanted to drag Khifru out of bed and tell him to stop feeling sorry for himself. Olurugio decided to compromise and sat down in the one chair Khifru kept around, by way of a subtle hint to visitors. It was very comfortable, perfectly suited to hang one's travel cloak on, or to put down items that might suffer from being tossed willy-nilly on the stone floor. He said,
so, you have acquired the words of the wise.
Khifru said nothing. Olurugio thought some of the tension had gone from his body, that Khifru might be in the process of falling asleep now that Olurugio was here.
What are you going to do with him? Can't imagine you taking on a bunch of apprentices, to be honest.
Lord Istis' imagination suffered from no such limitations, but then, Istis' view of Khifru had always lacked a certain charity. Or clarity, possibly.
Haven't decided yet, Khifru said.
It sounded like an utter and total lie. Olurugio groaned. It was good news, he supposed. Taking on apprentices, settling down in one place. Those weren't bad things. He'd never thought they'd be Khifru's things.
Small, Kiefer said. He definitely sounded like he was drifting off. Far away from here. Drifting off and describing his ideal atelier.
Only Rubio could just imagine the outcry when it came out that Kiefer had only returned here to hunt for apprentices. And it would be a hunt. Competition for decently talented new apprentices was fierce, and Olu Rubio didn't see Kiefer sticking around that long anyway. Kiefer would be going after apprentices who already had masters, unless he played it smart. Well, Kiefer wasn't a complete idiot, so Olu Rubio supposed it was possible. He'd make a new enemy for every apprentice thus acquired.
You'll need one of the watchful eyes,
Olu Rubio said. He wondered if Kiefer was trying to manipulate him, then decided Kiefer probably was.
Don't think most of them would be interested in putting up with someone like you.
I want you, Kiefer said, his voice clear and bright and hard as glass. About as brittle, too, Olu Rubio estimated. The fifth test must have really been something. You.
Fine. Get some sleep already, will you?
Kiefer turned around to look at him. Olu Rubio noticed his glasses had been damaged. Promise.
I'll keep watch over you. Olu Rubio rolled his eyes. And if you wake up tomorrow and still want to start your own atelier, I'll help you. All you need to do is ask. Politely.
Kiefer smiled at him. Olu Rubio scowled and looked away. In fact, I might have a lead or two on kids who might be interested in getting a new teacher. Kiefer closed his eyes and started snoring. Softly, sure, but he was still snoring. Olu Rubio decided it was a good thing he'd brought both a book and a page lighter. The end.